As far as the Shamash, so Shamash literally means the servant. The extra candle which we light, meaning we light one candle the first night of Hanukkah, and aside from that we have another candle which is usually higher than the other candles. And the idea of that candle is not only to serve as the candle with which we light the other candles, but also being that it is prohibited to use the light of the candles for even a simple use. Even if a person just wants to see, hey, are my nails too long or too short? One is not allowed to use the candles of the menorah for any use. That is so that we recognize that they are being lit to do pirsumei nisa, to make the nes known. So because it is a little difficult to do that, you're sitting in a house. You have we today have a lot of lights. But let's say you're going outside and you're going to light your Hanukkiah outside. So you go outside where there isn't so much light. And you're starting to look, hey, where's my siddur? I want to sing Mao Tzu. And you start looking at the siddur. It's very easy to start using the candlelight. And back when they didn't have fluorescent lights, so if you're in a dark house at night, you just lit a Hanukkiah, it's going to be very difficult not to use the light of the Hanukkiah. So we light the Shamash, and we say, I'm using the light of the Shamash. By default, there's also the other light, but that's why we also put it higher than the other ones. So we say, I get enough light from the Shamash. The other ones are by default also there. Now, if we're using the Shamash to light the other candles, then we light the Shamash first, because we're going to use it, and we make the bracha in preparation to light the other candles. Now, when we make a bracha, we're not supposed to be doing other things as we make the bracha. So for example, one washes one's hands, one makes the blessing al netilat yadayim, and only after one finishes that blessing does one dry one's hands. We don't dry our hands as we make that blessing or any other blessing for that matter. We don't perform activities as we are making a blessing. We're supposed to be focused on the blessing as we're making the blessing. By the same token, we're not going to go and start lighting candles as we're making a blessing because it's difficult to focus on it. Even in Bris Milah, we say, according to one opinion, you make a blessing just before the Milah, a blessing on the mitzvah of Milah, and then a blessing, Nachnisobi v'tosh avam avinu, you make just after the cut, just before the second stage of the Milah, the Priya, pulling back the foreskin. And another opinion, pulling back the underskin. And another opinion says, no, because in the rush of things, it's very difficult to be focused on a bracha. You're in the middle of a mila. Suddenly now focus. It's a little difficult. So make all the blessings before and then and then do the full mitzvah. So by the same token, I think that lighting the shamash should be done either before lighting and making the blessing, lighting all the candles, or after all the blessings. And then if you need it, because you're going to light the other candles, so light it then, if you're going to use a candle. And if you're not...
The first candle anyway, you have to use something to...
If you're lighting cups of oil, so then the shamash can be lit before the blessings, or else after you finish lighting the candles. Personally, I try not to light it directly after lighting the candles, because I feel like in today's Chanukiyot, it can sometimes be misconstrued as a candle of the mitzvah. And I therefore will always try to have it lit either beforehand or to make a break to sing Hanirot Alalu and then light the shamash. But there is room to say that one should light the shamash right away because it is a little difficult to have light and not gain use of it. Especially when you're standing so close with a siddur and you have to remember the words of Haneros Halalu and Maoz Tzur, and especially if you have three kids that you still have to light their candles with them, you have to watch what each one's doing. So it could be that it would be preferable to light the shamash right away, simply so one wouldn't come to using the nerot of the Chanukiah. But I feel... What? So today... Today that we have modern light, the shamash is less important, correct. I always try not to light the shamash with the other candles, because I see the kids talk to me about, tonight we're lighting two candles. And I always say, no, tonight we're lighting one candle. We might light a shamash also, but we're lighting one candle and the shamash. And what I'll also try to do is to light one shamash for many Chanukiyot. Because if this way the kids, they don't think everyone's lighting four candles. They know that there's one shamish, and everyone else, everyone's lighting. Tonight was the third night, everyone lit three candles. Now halachically, again, I only have one son right now who's lighting, so I don't light a shamash for him. No, I don't light a shamash for him. I tell him he's using my shamash. But again, today we also have modern light, so we don't need the shamash so much. Yeah, it's not so necessary. Right, so again, I used to think the shamash isn't important at all. I always used to tell my wife it's a waste of oil. I'm not lighting a shamash. There's no alachat, you have to light a shamash. I have an electric light, I'm not lighting a shamash. So I'd rather give the money to tzedakah. And then one year I was lighting outside, and I lit the Hanukkah candles, and I didn't have a shamash. And suddenly I was looking for the matches. I wanted to bring everything inside. And as I'm looking for the matches, I said, wait a second, I'm not allowed to do this. I'm using the Hanukkah candles. Outside I don't have light. So then I said, okay, right. So ever since then, I light a shamash. So I...
Before you start the
bottle. That, again, depends, chinuch-wise, you have to see how the kids grasp that. Like, you have to try and make sure that the kids understand that you're not giving the shamash chashivut when you light it. Meaning, you could light it first, but I'll always light it, and I'll tell the kids, okay, we have to prepare the shamash so we could light the Hanukkah candles. Meaning, so they know this isn't the Hanukkah candle. Because in our day and age, I feel like there's, at least what I see, there's still confusion about it.
Because they tell how many candles they're going to light.
So, right.
But then, it's another candle to light.
Yeah.
Yes, I always, in my chat, put a miss is this three candles, or two candles, a shamash.